Anonymous asks, it is said that in the days of Mashiach there will be no desire. The Ramban in Devarim explains that in the days of Mashiach, apparently even before Olam Haba, the inclination for good will be part of human nature. A person will not desire what is wrong. If so, how does one understand the explanation of the Koheles Rabbah brought by the Ramban himself in Shara Gemul of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf 95a, that the dead will be resurrected with their deformities, so that people will not say these are not the dead that died? The Oracle Ner on Yavamis explains that converts will not be accepted in the times of Mashiach due to the fear that they will convert for ulterior motives. However, if the only human desire is for good, then what other motives are possible? Well, the idea is that there still will be free choice in the time of Mashiach, but the Yetzer Hara will not be from within, but from without. So people will still have the choice to do things that are wrong, and there still will be a matter of reward and punishment in the time of Mashiach. But the innate desire of a person from within will be for the good and not be for the bad, similar to what Adam HaRishon was before the Chet. So it still be possible for people to sin and to make choices that are not correct. B. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings a dispute as to whether the Jews will have to repent in order to be redeemed. The Maharal in Netzach Yisrael explains that according to Rabbi Yeshua, a repentance by force will suffice. However, according to Rabbi Lezer, the Jews must repent from their own free will. If so, how can there be a predetermined end to the Gaulis if the end can only be brought by the free choice of good? Furthermore, how can the Geula be guaranteed at all, as it is by the prophets? In a similar vein, Tosus on Yevamah states that the earlier prophecies regarding Chizkiyahu could have been nullified because of his sin. If so, why does this logic not apply to the prophecies regarding Mashiach? First of all, prophecies for the bad can be changed, and also sometimes prophecies for the good, where they are not prophecies that prove a prophet or that were said specifically as promises. Just as God knows what's going to be and still people have free choice, that's why it never was revealed to the prophets or to the Chachamim the exact details of how Mashiach was going to come, because that really depends on our free choice as to what the scenario will be. And since it depends on free choice, no prophet and no Chacham can know it for sure. Only God can know. What God knows does not affect free choice. The Gemara in Yevamos 49 states that Yeshayahu did not actually see God when he says, "I saw God sitting on his throne high and exalted." Rashi seems to indicate that Yeshayahu made a mistake and did not actually see God. The Sefer HaIkrim explicitly states that this was a mistake on Yeshayahu's behalf. Therefore, one, if Yeshayahu can misinterpret a prophecy, how are we assured of the validity of other prophecies? In a similar vein, if all prophecies, except for that of Moshe, were seen as a marshal and melitza, how do we know that they were interpreted correctly? And three, if the above statement of Yeshayahu's mistake, how can it be included in Torah, which is an absolute truth? Okay, if you look at the Sefer HaIkrim, he doesn't say that Yeshayahu made a mistake. He says that initially, his prophecy began with his using his power of imagination, and then that led him to the prophecy. In his initial stage, where he had this imagination, he made a mistake. But he realized the mistake after the prophecy was given to him. And what is recorded in Tanakh is the fact that he made the mistake, and that's true. And what the mistake was, and that he didn't actually see God, that's what he imagined, but he only saw a marshal and a melitza. And the fact is that in the prophecy itself, the Rabban Shalom tells the Navi what he is seeing and what the purpose of the marshal and melitza is, and if he doesn't, then it's not real prophecy yet. It's just the stages before prophecy. So whatever is recorded in Tanakh is true. It's true, and Yeshayahu says he made a mistake. That was true. And it's recorded in Tanakh what the mistake was and how it was a mistake and why it was a mistake based on the explanation of the Sefer HaIkarim. So it's not that the Tanakh relates something that's not true. It's 100% true in an explanation of, in the process of coming to prophecy, how Yeshayahu made the mistake and what the ultimate truth was. And so too, when the prophet is at the stage where he could still be mistaken, it's not prophecy yet. The prophecy is completed when the prophet is made known to what the marshal and melitza are